This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. With much of the country broiling this midsummer, some of the beaches that people used to cool off, well, they're not much help. Carlos Cruz is visiting Miami Beach from North Carolina.
Yeah, it's fairly warm. Actually, with the watch, it was saying something around 80-something degrees or something like that. It feels nice, but for me, warmer than usual, for sure.
Way warmer off the South Florida coast, maybe record hot water in the Florida Keys. And that heat dome that's been over the southern part of the country for weeks, that is spreading. Washington, D.C., possibly hitting 100 degrees on Thursday. Not weather-related, but residents of another city now facing a water crisis. Correspondent Jim Crisula.
It's been 6 days since residents of the Memphis, Tennessee suburb of Germantown have been told not to drink or use their tap water. Diesel fuel spilled into a local reservoir.
Really just not giving us any information about what's going on with that is troublesome.
The city continues to distribute bottled water.
Not satisfied with the lower inflation of the last few months, the nation's central bank is raising its main interest rate again, and so it'll cost most everybody a bit more to borrow money.
The committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point, bringing the target range to 5.25% to 5.5%.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, who signaled that there could be another rate hike the next time the Fed meets. A big and controversial singing star of the early 90s has died.
Sinead O'Connor was equally known for her music, her shaved head, and her controversial behavior. In 1990, the Irish singer was on top of the international charts with her version of Prince's Nothing Compares to You. But 2 years later, she was heavily reviled when she tore up a photo of Pope John Paul II while on Saturday Night Live.
Fight the real enemy!
In recent years, O'Connor's social media postings detailed her mental and physical illnesses as well as family problems. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Sinead O'Connor was 56 years old. It sometimes seemed like a congressional hearing right out of a sci-fi movie, the subject Things in the Sky with no real explanation.
Do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years.
A whistleblower who formerly worked on the Defense Department's UAP task force, David Grush, claims he was denied access to information on a government UFO crash retrieval program.
Correspondent Natalie Brand. A local Ohio police officer seen in that body cam video releasing a police dog on a surrendering truck driver has been fired. Dow futures now down 5 points. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
That's a pretty rough one in the Joint Finance Committee. I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time? I saw it go. 844-96 party. What is it?
I saw it go. Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
The Jason Aldean of it all. If you didn't know that name 2 weeks ago, you probably know it now. There has been a little bit of a controversy over not only just the song, because truly the song itself was released without very much fanfare.
A couple of months ago.
But the music video over the last week and a half, has lots of people taking sides and doubling down. And it's got to the point where I feel like we have to talk about it. So if you have no idea what we're talking about, we will probably explain it in the next couple of minutes. But if you have feelings about Jason Aldean's new music video, try that in a small town. If you think it is pro-violence, if you think it is racist, if you think the whole thing is overblown, if you think it's a great song and it represents you, we would love to hear your opinions and your takes on the zeitgeist that is not only this song, but I also think this is a bigger conversation around country, pop country music. And what country music is today and who their fans are, because there was an incident at Country Thunder over the weekend that is also kind of tied into this. But I feel like all three of us have thoughts and feelings. So there's no destination with this conversation. I have a feeling it's going to go a lot of different directions, but we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. And I will start with, if I'm being totally honest, this feels very overblown for me. That it feels like another thing where it's like, can we focus? Like, why is this the thing that has this many opinion pieces and it's giving fodder to everyone to double down on their side and have strong opinions? And like, I feel like, and I also am not a country music fan, right? So I am not the target audience. I had to read more about it. It's like, oh yeah, he's the guy who was performing when the Vegas thing happened. If you told me, I couldn't tell you the top like country stars right now. So finding out that he is one of the top guys came as a surprise for me. So it's like, I'm out of this world in the first place. But as I'm reading all these different sides and stuff like that, and it's not that it's, I don't think it's a very good song, but I'm also not a country music fan. And so I'm torn if this is the hill that some people want to die on as far as how big of a deal this is. Greg Bach.
Hi.
Am I wrong?
I don't think you're entirely wrong, because nothing would have really come to light had CMT not pulled the video.
And that's where this all started, right?
Yep. CMT, Country Music Television, pulled the video. for their own reasons, which
we don't know. They've yet to make a comment on why.
You know, country music artists are not in the game of really playing controversial with their videos. So I don't think in any way, I don't know Mr. Aldean, but my guess, he wasn't sitting there going, can we make sure that everything about this video is up to code? Yeah. He's just like, we're going to stand in front of a building in Georgia, because that's where I'm from. And if you look at his guitar neck, it says Aldean, the A has like, it's like a college logo instead. It's like he's a guy of his state.
Yeah.
So I think it was more CMT getting some pushback or maybe doing some proactive work on their part. This song doesn't really, it doesn't get hyper, like, in my opinion, controversial. Like it sticks along the line of like, I'm from a small town. I like small things, like beer and trucks and blah, blah, blah.
Cliche, you know? cliche.
Exactly. it's like, you know, and so I'm not surprised that he's kind of like, what's going
like,
on now?
Why is this a big deal? Like, why am I? But now he's benefiting from it because it's like number one or number two.
It's number two on the charts, people are attaching it to their pelts of other hills they're dying on at all costs
and owning the libs.
And you know, we got all sorts of people joining in the fun. Some unexpected people joining in the fun, but I don't think, you know, at the eye of the storm is him. And I truly think he is dumbfounded. Like, I didn't really mean to. I'm just singing a song. And honestly, he didn't write the song.
He didn't write the song.
So my guess is he saw this song. He's like, all right, go try that in a small town. Just, oh, man. And the thing is, here's a question I have. It's like, I don't know Mr. Aldean's politics.
Oh, he's pretty notoriously right.
He is? Okay. Yeah. All right. Never mind. I was going to say, it's that thing of like, when the idea of him doing the song next live, like next time he does it live, people are going to go crazy. And he goes, mm-hmm. Are they going crazy for the song? Or they, oh no. You know what I mean? Like when you like very, very weird connection years ago, former Brewers pitcher, Josh Hader got into some trouble for some tweets he tweeted when he was 16. Mm-hmm. I went to the first game he appeared at after that whole thing happened. He got a standing ovation and my friend, Dana Ehrman, fantastic comic. We were at the game together, and we both looked at each other and go, does this ovation just feel very, very bad? And she's like, oh, yeah, this isn't about your pitching. This is you beat them. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what the thing is. Like, now he has to deal with this song being attached to it, where these super-duper fighters are going to be like, yeah, you play that song. He's gonna be like, I'm going to play the song anyways. I'm not going to stop playing the song.
All right, we got Joe on the phone. Joe from Appleton. What do you think about the Jason Aldean song?
Oh, ladies, I have been waiting for you to bring this topic up.
Have you? First, sorry to make you wait.
I have. That's okay. I forgive you. First of all, this is one of those instances where folks like me who think this is a crap song really should just shut up about it, because the reason it's getting so big is because of the pushback. So if we were wise, we would just ignore it. That said, while we're on the topic, two thoughts. First of all, Mr. Aldean is not from a small town. He's from Macon, Georgia, of about 160,000 people. Now, I grew up in a town that's about one-fifth the size of Macon, Georgia, and I don't consider my hometown to be a small town. So this guy is just a poser. But second of all, if he's claiming that this is just to extol the virtues of small town life, well, Mellencamp did that 40 years ago and he did it just fine. This here is a, we wish we could kill the people we don't like we used to, carol. I mean, when you get into the chorus of the song, I got the lyrics right in front of me. I was like, well, try that in a small town, see how far you make it down the road. So he's singing about a gang chasing down these people and doing God knows what, but it ain't pleasant stuff. Anyway, I should probably shut up about it now because I'm just adding fuel to the fire. But thank you for bringing it up so I can give my one last primal scream about this.
Wow.
Joe, that was one of the best call-in rants I think we've ever had.
It was cogent. It was
it was funny.
Did you 10 out practice 10. This?
He's been sitting on it for a while.
He's a lawyer. He knows how to word.
I won't say I didn't practice all of it. Maybe I did. Maybe a little bit.
So there's something about so people have been saying like, oh, Jason Aldean isn't from a small town. No, that's true. Here's the thing though, with country music, that doesn't matter. That's not a part of the equation. Now, should Jason Aldean had looked at the song and said, I'm not sure about this? Yes. Whether or not it connects with who he is as a person, absolutely not. Because, I mean, take away all genres besides country. Country music is notorious, especially nowadays in the past 25, 30, 40 years, people who have no connection to what they're singing about these songs.
Yeah.
Because it's a songwriters-based art. And you have these artists who are picking songs from publishing houses. So the fact people like want to say like he's not from a small town, yeah, that's less the problem.
Besides the point, thanks for the call, Joe. We're gonna let you go, but and that's pop music too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like you know, there's stories about Kelly Clarkson. I think she one of the songs was written by Avril Lavigne.
Yeah,
and it was like one of her top songs, right? So it's like songs get traded, and there's like there are songwriters.
That doesn't alleviate the responsibility for him to look at the lyrics and go. This might not be.
But what I challenge on that, and if you're just joining us, we're talking about the song that has been all over the news for the last week and a half, has a bunch of people choosing sides. Try That in a Small Town by Jason Aldean. And we'd love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. Because his defense of the song is basically, I am from a small town. I do feel like this is like, it's like how he defended coming out about it. He didn't necessarily say, but he kind of did. He basically kind of insinuated like, I am of these types of people in this kind of community. And so I feel like he's trying to represent himself inside of the song, which yeah. I agree. 150,000. That's bigger than Green Bay.
I mean, that's fine. You can try to do that. I can say that as well. I come from, you know, I grew up in the suburbs, but I'm of a certain
you
type
grew up
of
in Waukesha. Do you think Waukesha is a small town?
No, not at all. I wouldn't call myself a small town person. I call myself a suburbanite.
Yeah.
But I also am descendant of people who like lived in small towns. That once again doesn't alleviate the responsibility as a songwriter or as an artist of saying maybe these aren't the best lyrics to sing out in this world. But then again, if he's really notoriously hard right, then maybe he knew exactly what he was doing. Because let's face it, I mean, Jason Aldean he's a big star, but he's not as big as he was 10 years ago. And maybe he wanted to get the controversy. He doesn't have to care. At the end of the day, he's going to make money off of it. His record label is going to make money off of it, that kind of thing. So,
all right, we got to go to break, but we would love to hear from you of your thoughts on the Try That in a Small Town music video controversy. Do you have feelings? Should it be taken off the air? You can't wait to sing it at his next concert. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's getting dark. It's roosting time. Tonight's too good to be real. Oh, but Daddy, don't you worry, Nana, 'cause Mama's got the pill. Oh, Daddy, don't you worry, Nana, 'cause Mama's got the pill.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat advisory tonight and tomorrow, mostly clear, warm and muggy, and a low tonight near 70. Tomorrow, mid-90s, sunshine, maybe a late-day storm, heat index around 100. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-80s, and a chance of storms on Friday. Right now, it's 73.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Mattenair. He is Greg Bach. And we are venturing into the waters of country music, Jason Aldean, Try That in a Small Town, which has been dominating at least my social media. And I think a lot, I've seen a lot of op-eds written about this and a lot of people taking sides, including one speaker of the assembly. Robin Voss had thoughts about this, but it's like, part of this is also just the fact that you then see who's Ron DeSantis is coming. You know, everyone has all of the main people get like pile on and feel like they get to make a stand about their either with or against this thing. And it's just exhausting.
But folks, rest easy. Thank God Robin Voss has stated his opinion. Woo!
He's been doing that a lot lately. He's been very active on Twitter.
It's been very weird. And but he hasn't responded to me because he's a coward. Jane, we had a text.
We do. 844-967-2789. You can call and or text anytime from the 541. What are the chances of this being basically a marketing ploy, or at least marketing to fuel the fire to drive sales? Yep. I know of one person who says they hate country music and added the song to their playlist. And also, the video was shot in front of the courthouse where 18-year-old Henry Choate was lynched in 1927. Yep. I think people looked at that and feel Aldean is condoning vigilantism, which is what led to that lynching.
I mean,
the caveat there. Well, do you have it?
Like, well, no. I just honestly think. My raging heart wants to say that, and I can believe that too. But I also just think that at the end of the day, this is a rich white Southern man raised in privilege who has no idea about the world swirling around him and how things affect other people. Therefore, he doesn't have to care because he's afforded the right not to care
or not know. Yeah. And I also push back. I would never be able to pick that courthouse out of a lineup and know the historical context of it.
But a lot of people can.
Can they? You're saying a lot of people can.
I think there are a lot of people who probably live in that state who know the history. I think there are a lot of people who have studied the history of America.
So you think it's a deliberate dog whistle, even though that exact location's been used in multiple other music videos.
But in this context, that's what I'm saying. So, like, if you're standing on the courthouse and you're doing a song about "I Want to Rock," no one's gonna be like, "Well, but that's what that thing." They might say that, but when you have a song with this divisive lyrics, with this point of a statement, and on top of that, you throw on the fact that with a location that is government owned that has to do with racial injustice, there are going to be more than a few people who can be like, hey, guess what, idiot?
But do you think Robin Voss could pick that courthouse out of the lineup?
I think the moment Robin Voss starts feeling feelings, he can start talking about things, but whatever. But I think there are plenty of people who can, who know about that courthouse. I didn't know about it, of course. I did not know about it, but there it was at least one person because they pointed it out, and I'm sure there were other people who were like, yeah, totally. Why did you do that? But this opens a wider conversation into the world of country music and the idea of patriotism, of the police, of America, of justice.
But also of marketing. I think of like it does all of the stuff you just put. It's like that leads to record sales.
Yeah.
So thus we double down on it. Because similarly to the 541 text we just got, Tony Zimmerman on the Facebook live stream said, I don't know if the song was meant to drive controversy, but the music video was. And Bonnie Jean just wrote, if it's a marketing ploy, maybe we need to move on and talk about something else on today's show. Fair enough.
We also have a text from Madison listening to WRCE. It's a 3-minute and 9-second dog whistle. It's the worst of both worlds. The lazy songwriting that modern country is notorious for mixed in with some of the overt ignorance that modern GOP politics is notorious for.
Yeah, I mean, whether or not it's marketing, it can be discussed, but it does, once again, open up a wider discussion about country music's relationship to the right, which it has been for a very long time, and how easy it is to just write these songs that are like, I don't know what to sing. So, America, America, we were so beautiful.
Who doesn't love a short skirt?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's
and a dog.
And as a country music fan, I am a huge country music fan.
You are.
I'm a huge country music fan. It's infuriating to hear these songs because it is lazy songwriting and it's pandering. It's boring. Country music used to be about writing.
Harlan Crow?
No, not Harlan Crow. A nice man. Harlan Howard said that country music is 3 chords and the truth. And when it started 100 years ago, it was these people from backwoods towns working in coal mines, scraping for their money, trying to survive, writing songs about what they knew. Now, granted, business has always been a part of country music from the beginning, but there was more authenticity back then with these individuals who were singing these songs that they came from those places.
That's where I want to go next is we have a couple people on the line, so we're going to get to that after the break. So hold on if you are calling. We will get to you after the break. But I also want to discuss like the transition of country music from protest into like corporate patriotism. Because I feel like that shift has happened. Mm-hmm. And we also have on the other side of the break some parody songs that talk exactly about this. So stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Yes, it is usually hot this time of year, but not this hot, and beaches might not be of much help.
In South Florida, the water is so hot, beachgoers say it's just not cooling them off. They say it's like a hot tub.
Around 100 degrees in the Florida Keys, and that is the water, not the air. The cost of borrowing is going up another 0.25%, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
After pausing at the June meeting, the Federal Reserve raised short-term interest rates. That is the highest level for the federal funds rate since early 2001.
So what is the story with recent UFO sightings? A House subcommittee held a hearing on that. Hearing from a retired Navy commander about a 2004 training mission, an encounter with what he describes as a tic-tac-shaped object.
The technology that we faced was far superior than anything that we had.
Singer Sinead O'Connor has died. She was 56. Women's World Cup of Soccer. The U.S. comes back from a one-goal deficit, tying the Netherlands 1-1. CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful.
Wow.
I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg
right now.
I'm choosing
between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Mississippi, don't you reckon it's time that the flag came now, cause the world turned around, came move ahead if we're looking
back. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Mattinair, along with Greg Bach, and we are spending this first hour, at least this next segment, we will round out our conversation around Try That in a Small Town and the controversy that has followed the release of that music video, and we are taking your calls to get your opinions on it. 844-967-2789.
Mike has been hanging. Thank you, Mike, from the middle. What do you want to say, Mike?
I think when you first started this discussion, I think one of you hit it right on the head. It's people kind of making a big deal about really something that is so insignificant. music in general across different genres has influenced people positive and negatively for centuries. And for every time somebody complains about a country song, there's somebody in another genre that's singing something just as controversial. And that other side, people don't like that, start to complain and things. And it's just kind of interesting where, you know, each side is taking this Jason Aldean and they're putting their own spin, their own interpretation to what the video is and all that. He made a comment that there was nothing racial about it. There was nothing intent on that. But again, you got people who take a look at the video. It's this courthouse. This courthouse has a history. Where did the, you know, 25-year-old site scout to figure out where to shoot videos even knew about the history of that courthouse? Jason just shows up at these things and goes. A lot of artists don't have a lot of say in their creativity and aspects, believe it or not. I've got a cousin that's in a major band, and they don't get a say where they shoot videos. Here's what some production company does it, and he just shows up and plays it.
Yeah.
Whether Aldean took it to different racial things, I don't think he did. But, of course, you know, some people did, so they're going to make a big deal about it. And just like any other, you know, you can see somebody has a problem with rap music and make a big deal about lyrics and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to complain about something because they've got nothing better to do.
Well, and it's also, there's, in us included, thanks so much for the call, Mike, like us included, like our job is to sit here and have opinions, right? Like this is what we do as talk, like this is, we are not journalists. We are a talk show host. I choose every morning, like stuff to come in and stuff I want to talk about, right? Ben Shapiro and Rachel Maddow and so many people, like their job is to have takes on what's happening in the world. And now with social media, we all get to have a take and some gets traction, some does not. But I was trying to think, as Mike said that, I was like, what is the last song I can think about that, like, the right was really angry about? And, of course, my brain went to WAP. And which I cannot say what WAP stands for on the radio, but you are free to. This is a Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion song.
Just read the lyrics.
From a couple, and it is, they are graphic lyrics.
I thought my eyeballs were going to melt.
And I'll never get over Ben Shapiro reading the lyrics of WAP.
In that weird voice.
But I'm trying
7 days
think,
a week.
You know, of, and it's almost to a certain extent, I don't feel like it's as big, but I'm seeing the right's reaction to the Barbie movie right now. And everyone having an opinion about that, about the woke culture and stuff. And I don't know. Is it a false equivalency to just say it's just people taking advantage of getting riled up over something because that's what we do now?
Well, but I think you make a good point in that with social media, everyone can share their opinion or inflict their opinion or however you want to put it, because we all have access. And so we're all experts in our own heads.
And is it low-hanging fruit, like, this kind of pop culture stuff that's just easy to have opinions on, which is why everyone has one?
For sure.
Versus like policy.
Absolutely.
It's easier to understand, digest, and spit out an opinion versus like,
trust me, you're not going to have someone get really upset about a Wisconsin policy forum report because they'd actually have to read it. So yeah, it's just, this is easy. I can take a side on this.
Which is why you never see Robin Voss get upset about a Wisconsin policy forum, because he doesn't read. That's right. I'm slinging arrows today.
You're just picking on my favorite Chucklemeister. I just
the popcorn king.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of truth. Honestly, I think there's a lot of truth in everything he's saying, including Bonnie's. So you're like, hey, move on.
I would love, Bonnie, what do you want us to talk about? Leave another comment.
But you know, for me, like, I'm sorry to go back to it, but
no,
it's like, it's. It's this idea of what the art form it used to be. It's always evolved over time. It's never been the same for more than a few years. It's moved on to adding instruments, taking out instruments. You know, there's a great story in Ken Burns' Country Music where I can't remember who was telling it, but they said, oh, today is Loretta Lynn's birthday. And this was like in the 90s or something. And they said, oh, great. No, happy birthday, Loretta, absolute queen of country music. Wonderful person. Great songwriter. Let's play a song of hers. And the guy said, I can't do it. She's not on our programming. We're not allowed to play her on a country music station where people, you say like, oh, she's always in the top three of every female country artist, if not the top 10 of every country artist. That's how it's become in those times. And what's interesting is, I don't know if you're interested, you know what PragerU is, right?
Yeah.
PragerU, for those who don't know, is it's a YouTube channel where they put out these ridiculous conservative videos where it's just like,
well, they purport themselves to be. It's Prager. It's called Prager University.
Yeah.
So it's basically supposed to be educational videos with a very heavy conservative.
Yeah, they're not accredited.
And Florida is going to adopt some of those things, but that's a whole nother discussion.
Well, they had a video with a guy named John Rich, who is a country singer in a group called Big and Rich. And one of the things he said in his video was, in today's day and age, you couldn't have a Loretta Lynn or a Johnny Cash because they'd be called they'd be too controversial. I'm like, it's very interesting that you brought up those two people, because someone like Johnny Cash was very critical of our government and in his music. He was very critical. He was about being for the people and for people's rights, equality. Loretta
Lynn performing from a prison.
Yeah. Loretta Lynn wrote a song called, which we played as a bumper music, The Pill, which got banned from country music. She stood up for women's rights. She didn't say she stood up for women's rights, but she did it but through her music, through her voice. And you're talking about, I'm like, we couldn't. Nowadays, they'd be called too woke by you. You, John Rich, would call, if those two artists existed today, you call them woke. That's all there is. Because that's where that music is gone now, where it's like they have to hold on to that hard right side because that's all they've had as far as an influence. You know, people love the music. I love the music, but they've always held on to this huge political thing. And people who are in country and try to be middle or left, they get kicked to the curb.
Casey Musgraves has done pretty okay.
She's done pretty okay, and that's pretty new, but we also now live in 2023. If Casey Musgraves was around in the 90s, she never would have sang those songs.
Well, and it's interesting because I wonder what the difference is, because no one's claiming that pop, like current pop music, has like super deep lyrics, right? Because that's basically what we're accusing of. Like, there's, you know, if we get time to play some of the sketches from Key and Peele and Bo Burnham of like parody country songs to show how easy it is to write a country song that is in the same genre of like what pop culture, like pop country is today. You know, it's like we said, it's beer, it's getting your heart broken,
shirtless,
trucks, and
my dog.
There you go. And but like pop culture, I mean, pop music in general is not super deep. It's usually about heartbreak or
partying
or whatever. But is it because country music today is still trying to represent an entire culture or an entire demographic that like people take it really personally?
Well, so we can't talk about country music without talking about Nashville and the business end. So it's what Nashville thinks the fans like. So what they do is they produce artists and music who write and perform songs that they think their fans are going to identify with. So if you asked some of the top singers, if they wrote their songs, what would they want to write about? I guarantee you, a lot of them would write about different topics. They wouldn't write about beer and trucks and fishing and cricks and things like that. They might want to write other things, but they don't have a choice because the machine of Nashville behind them is far too strong.
Yeah.
And if you get outside of that machine, you're on your own. I mean, people
like, you
like
have to get like Taylor Swift big to like,
yeah,
and I mean, like basically switch genres.
Yeah.
Or like transcend genres.
You talk about people like Steve Earle, people like Hank Williams III. I mean, even now the Chicks, formerly the Dixie Chicks, like they're big enough now where they can sell out arenas and stadiums, but they haven't had a song on country music in 20 years.
Right.
Even though their last album was country. Like when you listen to it, it's like, I like that
so
album a
good.
Lot, but it was really good. We got Bill from Econimwalk on the phone. Bill, what do you think?
I don't listen to your station much at all, but boy, you caught my attention when you were talking about the Popcorn King. And I just like to share that with you. When he was in Brussels, I called his office, and I wanted to know what the Popcorn King is doing representing Wisconsin in Brussels. Well, his intern didn't know. And then I asked his intern, well, what is the Popcorn King's thought on that $7 billion he's sitting on and refuses to give back to the taxpayers? He didn't know that. Well, my in-depth investigation led me to believe his intern didn't know anything about the guy he's representing. And I said, so basically, you know nothing. And he said, yes. and I tried to apply for the job, but they wouldn't give it to me because I love a job where you get paid for doing nothing. That is quite something. And I encourage all your fans and listeners, call his office and say, you know, Mr. Popcorn King, when are you ever going to address the people you represent, or do you just hide behind the wall?
Sir, I take you know, issue. That's Assembly Speaker Popcorn King.
Oh, excuse me. His Majesty, the Assembly Popcorn King. I you know, I didn't pay proper respect. But I love that when you bring out, and by the way, with the Popcorn King, we also have to pay homage to our great representative, Ron Johnson, and say, Ron, what's up? Are you going to resign, or are you going to roll over, or are you going to plead guilty? Come on. It's snapping right at you, knocking on your door, Ron. You know, I appreciate that, guys. Keep doing that. Keep drawing attention to these clowns that actually get paid by you and I to do absolutely nothing but create havoc.
Well, thank you
very
much.
Bill from Econowalk.
Coming with the spice.
Coming with the spice. I hope we've converted you to a regular listener, and I hope you call back, because this was spicy and fun. Thank you for the call. I really hope that he referred to him as Popcorn King when he was talking to the intern.
Right.
Do you want to play?
Let's play.
Yeah.
Just because it's fun, and let's go back to it.
Who do you want?
Which one do you think is, Jane, which one made you laugh more, the Key and Peele one or the Bo Burnham one?
The Bo Burnham one is really great. It's a little long, so I'm going to hit it right now. We'll see how far we get.
A dirt road, a cold beer, a blue jeans, a red pickup, a rural noun, simple adjective. No shoes, no shirt, no Jews, you didn't hear that. Sort of a mental typo. I walk and talk like a field hand, but the boots I'm wearing cost $3,000. I write songs about rotten tractors from the comfort of a private jet. I could sing in Mandarin, you'd still know I'm pandering. Hunting deer, chasing trout, a Bud Light with the logo facing out. Hear that subtle mandolin, that's textbook pandering. I own a private ranch that I rarely use. I don't like dirt. One verse, one chorus in the bag. Now it's time to talk to the ladies. I'm hoping my southern charm offsets all these rapey vibes I'm putting out. Good girl in a straw hat with her arms out in a cornfield. That is a scarecrow. Thought it was a human woman, sorry. A cold night, a cold beer, a cold jean, strike that last one. I'm whacking you, I hope you're failing me. Subtextual.
Oh, wow.
It's so good.
That's a scarecrow.
That's a scarecrow. Thought it was a woman.
Oh, my God. It's so true, though.
It's so. That's Bo Burnham, who's a comedian, director, actor. He's everything. Very talented. And it's so funny because it's true. All right, we got to take another break. But Greg's Roundup when we come back. And any other lingering text on this topic, we will read. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and then the very next day, he took his own life.
90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show,
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat advisory tonight and tomorrow, mostly clear, warm and muggy, and a low tonight near 70. Tomorrow, mid-90s, sunshine, maybe a late-day storm, heat index around 100. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-80s, and a chance of storms on Friday. Right now, it's 73.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
What did I miss? Virginia, my home sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of different ladies. I guess I basically missed the late 80s. I traveled the wide, wide world and came back to this.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And it is that time on a Wednesday when we get to Greg's Roundup.
That's right. Also known as the Badger Times Journal Report. 3 to 4 to 5 headlines that you definitely saw but did not read. Let's start with old wrestler news.
Oh.
WWE icon, reality show star, and sex tape haver Hulk Hogan is getting married for a third time. Huh? To his yoga instructor, Jennifer McDaniels. Now, when you hear something like that, first thing out of your mind is probably like, oh, God, how old is she? How old is he? No worries. Miss McDaniels is 49. He is 69. Nice.
Nice.
Which, yeah, I did all of that for that dumb, dumb, nice joke
dumb,
right there.
Dumb, that's 69 all, that's joke.
Exactly. Because you get my sense of humor. That's my new country song. Let's see here. Drinking with your parents news. This is not a Wisconsin story, by the way.
Shocking.
Actor and someone I'd love to hang out with, Kristen Bell, said on the Kelly Clarkson show that she and her husband, Dax Shepard, have no problem and allow their young children to drink non-alcoholic beer. She goes on to say, you can judge me if you want. That's your problem. But I personally am against this. Because it starts with NA beer. Then it leads to Flintstone vitamins. Then you go to candy cigarettes. And next thing you know, you're strung out on fruit by the foot.
Dun, dun, dun. What kid wants to drink NA beer?
You know, I honestly, what's funny is that my dad wasn't a drinker growing up. He quit drinking by the time I was around. And after mowing the lawn on a hot day, he'd have a Sharps, which was Miller's NA beer. And he gave me a sip once. And I was like, this is awful. You allow this in your body? I hate this.
And that's give me a root beer.
That's not even like a slam on any beers, which, by the way, have come a long, long way.
Yes.
But just like that taste. I don't understand how a kid, like, and their kids are like 8, 9. They're young. So they're like, someone give me a Klausthaler. I really.
How refined is this kid's palate? Jesus.
Crack open an O'Doul's. It's been a hard day in third grade. Ugh. Had a really bad test. I got a 79.
On that spelling bee.
Yeah.
Spelling's hard.
Yeah. And then finally, and this just came across the wires. And by the way, this is a very old reference. Creepy actor news. Today, on his 64th birthday, Academy Award actor and pure weirdo Kevin Spacey was found not guilty of seven sexual assault counts and 2 other offenses against 4 men. When asked what he would do after the decision, Mr. Spacey said, just patiently wait for the hubbub to die down, then make more movies, maybe get another Oscar nod, and then act as if nothing ever happened in the first place. And yes, I did just describe Mel Gibson's last 10 years. So, Mr. Spacey, Welcome back to Hollywood.
There's hope for you still.
Oh, man. And that's Greg's roundup. Any questions on the stories for today, kids?
The Kevin Spacey thing is disappointing.
Not shocking.
And I think Elton John and his husband testified on Spacey's behalf.
Really?
Oh, mm-hmm. It's not on. Elton John has interesting friends and opinions. He's written amazing songs. He's done great concerts. His work on AIDS alone. I mean, come on. But the man does what he wants. He says what he wants. He hangs out with whomever he chooses. And my big thing was that, like, when he got accused of it back a long time ago, the day he decided to make a statement, he's like, "I'm also gay," and I'm like, "What are you doing right now? Why are you doing this? Yeah. You are ruining it. You are making it harder now. You've made this harder for people."
Yeah. So. But I also, that's a different can of worms that I don't want to go down. But when you say that Elton John testified against Kevin Spacey.
No, for him.
Sorry. It makes me think of Felicia Rashad standing up for Bill Cosby.
And Malcolm Jamal Warner and everybody on that show standing up for Bill Cosby. Yeah. With the exception, I think, of Raven Simone. You want to watch a great documentary? We Need to Talk About Cosby by W. Kamau Bell.
I forgot that he made that.
Talks to a lot of the accusers. And what's interesting is there's someone on that show who you figure everybody who's on that show is going to be like, "Yeah, to heck with this guy, and he's terrible." And there's one guy telling these stories, and at the very end, he's like, "But I've never had a problem with him. I've always loved him. I always love him." I'm like, "Oh my God." Yeah. Their whole defense is always, "You don't know. You weren't there." You know, all 50 to 60 women, "You don't know. You weren't there."
Because I doubt they were in the room either.
Nope. So.
Well, that got dark fast. Yes. Well, but also I think it's an interesting segue into what we're going to talk about in the next hour.
We're here for another hour.
We are here until noon.
This feels like a present at this point.
Oh. It's always a present when you're here, Greg.
But
kind of tussling with the idea of, like, what is the difference between good trouble and actual, like, activism of standing up for something that you believe in and, you know, speaking truth to power and just being disrespectful. Especially when it's not your home team.
Not your home turf.
Like when you're traveling abroad, even when you're in like a different state, potentially. Like depending on what you define as like your home turf of like standing up for something that affects you, that affects people in your community or state or country. And like what is just being disrespectful versus what is standing up for something, because there was a certain band that got in some trouble.
Some hot water
in Malaysia. So we're going to talk about that in the next hour. But, you know, just noodle on that during the top of the hour news of where do you draw the line on that conversation?
While they're noodling, they should also know that they could call us or text us once they're done noodling.
Do you know the number by heart yet?
844 967 other numbers.
2789.
I don't know why I can't.
You're almost there.
I do not understand why I cannot remember this number. I work for this company now, and I'm deeply ashamed by the fact that I can't remember 844-976
2789.
2789.
And you remember this part? 844-96
party.
There you go.
But like I should have been like the last four should be easy. 789. So now 844. Now I can't remember the next three.
If it makes you feel better, I think it took me a good 4 months before I didn't have to have a post-it note in front of me.
Can I tell you something? I don't even know the number of the Laughing Tap by heart.
But what's the Laughing Tap website?
LaughingTap.com. Thank God for asking that part.
And we'll get to that.
877-967-279.
We will get to that at the end of the show of what's coming up at the Laughing Tap coming this weekend. So stick around for the next hour. And we're also going to talk about EAA. We got a great hour coming up. Stick around. Jane Mattenair is here. Greg Bach is here. I am Kristen Bry, and this is As Goes Wisconsin.
Head first into a political abyss.
Head first into the abyss.
I have my first cabinet meeting today. I guess I better think of something to say. I'm already on my way to get to the bottom of this.
What did I miss?
Mr. Jefferson, welcome home.
Mr. Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton.
Mr. Jefferson. Mr. Jefferson!
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.